Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines.
Crystal Jones Bond of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Terry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Well, I don't like leaving under your
it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have 2 little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our black community my life. The black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge. And tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
Digital diary for today, Tuesday, February 22nd of 2022. I'm Carrie Hines. The digital diary is where we talk about what's happening on today's live broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Don't you just love Maggie Anderson's Black Hair Challenge? Okay, so up today, we have an awesome lineup with some amazing, great talkers, I say. Legendary hairstylist Eugene Davis joins us live on the air about 7:30 Eastern Time, 6:30 Central. And what I love about Eugene is that today he's talking about the skinification of hair. So he's going to break that down and tell us all about it and give us a live on-air product review, as they say. And then coming up at about 8:30 Eastern Time, we have a brand new episode of Vet Talk Radio Show. And you guys know that with Michael Hopkins and Michael's Angels panel and all of that, he's talking about benefits that may not be so much known by the veterans' families and all of that. So he'll straighten it all out for us today. You don't want to miss that. And then, of course, we have Hair Radio Updates and Weather Talk, Weather Cities, I say, with Press Play and so much. So please keep it right here for much more of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Okay, back over to the program.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at chairwatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
Stop dealing with embarrassing hair loss. The Hair Loss and Hair Rejuvenation Clinic, located inside Kay's design team, has the latest technology in hair restoration so you can get your confidence in 100% real hair back by working with a licensed trichologist with the U.S. Trichology Institute and AMCA certified, and multi-therapeutical approach is used to diagnose and determine the best program for you. So book your appointment today. Call 316-789-0110 at Kay's design team at 718 North Baltimore in Derby, Kansas.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest joining us today. She's from the world of business. It is my honor to welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show for the very, very first time, Tara Gregory. Good morning, Tara. Good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome.
Good morning, Kerry. How are you doing, sir? I am so honored and so privileged to finally be on this show. We talked about getting me on here for
a long time, yes.
My schedule has been crazy, but I am just so honored to finally be here talking to you and your radio listeners.
Oh, aren't you kind? Well, listen, I am excited. First of all, it is I who must thank you. You are one of the folks who, when we announced our live events and that we were working on so many different shows, you were one of the very first to sign up as a vendor. So we're so excited that you wanted to do business with our company. We love it. We support you, and we love that you support us at Hair Radio.
You've
always been, and even when I'm on social media from time to time, which I think I must live on social media as far as our fans are concerned. But yes, but I love it because you, Tara, you share our postings, you share our messages, you like what we put out, and it means so much. And I just wanted to say thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome. Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. I am one of those that is really big on supporting one another, especially within our culture. I don't know what it is that we struggle to do that. So many of the cultures will band together, and they will push and support one another. And we have to change that stigma. We have to get band together and be able to support, promote, push. Everything is not about a dollar. A lot of times it's just a phone call. It's just a post or doing what I'm doing now. Just support somebody else's business. Support their vision. We have to do better as a people. And if I have to be the one to step out there and do that and be the example, by all means, I'll do it.
Well, you have done just that. So, and that puts you on our radar here at the Hair Radio Morning Show and at Hair Radio, the company. So I'm so excited. Now, I've got to say, Tara Gregory, just to have you on the show, I want to talk about your business for a moment. Then I'm going to get into why we brought you here this morning. But first, let's find out a little bit. Now, give us I remember you were doing Aya's Batch of Nature. So tell us a little bit. And did I pronounce it right?
Yes.
Give us tell us a little bit more about it, all that you're doing.
Okay, so just in a nutshell, the name of the company is Ayers, A-Y-U-R, apostrophe
Ayers,
S.
Okay. Yes.
Yep, Ayers Batch of Nature, LLC. I started this company about 7 years ago, and just to give you just a really quick background, I am in my 50s. I just turned 51, and as I got older.
Congratulations. Happy birthday.
Thank you,
okay.
Thank you. As I got older, I just realized that my hair started changing. I was natural, and, you know, I was using the products on the shelves, and not to take anything away from them. You know, my hair was moisturized and shiny and looked cute, but for some reason, it just kept shedding. It kept thinning. I was losing my crown. I could not understand what was going on, and nothing on the shelves helped me as far as that issue. So I started researching, and God blessed me to come up with this concoction after I researched for an entire year. Point number one, whatever you're doing in business, research, research, research.
Yes.
Hone in and master whatever it is you're out there producing or doing. So it took me about a year. I came up with this formula, and it changed my life. So I have a product line that is geared towards problematic hair issues. So it's not just about moisturizing and making your hair shiny. If you really have some serious hair issues going on, I have these products that are solving the breakage, the shedding, but especially alopecia. And I've realized, Carrie, what was happening to me really was aging hair, and there's nothing really on the market unless you go and get that Caranique and all that kind of stuff. And what I have is chemical-free, drug-free. It's all natural. It's all organic. No steroids, and it works better than those chemicals you see on TV, if not better. And the products started working so well that Macy's reached out to me. Now, listen, I didn't have money for Macy's. I knew that. But somehow they got wind of the products. Make a long story short, they asked for some samples, and I sent it to them, and they did their little testing, talked to the board or whatever.
Yeah, right.
3 months later, they called me and were like, how fast can you get here? And we
launched
in Macy's. I'm in retail stores. Yay! Yes, and I'm now partnering with the Cancer Treatment Centers of America to help those that are on chemotherapy bring back their hair naturally with no chemical, because they're already dealing with the radiation. So you don't want to put a chemical product on top of what you're already dealing with. So these products is really making a difference for those that's suffering with chemical damage. My hair is now past my bra strap at 50 years old because I see my own products. So that is really the backdrop of the products. Also, there's
a lot of Batch of Nature. Okay.
There's a lot of black hair care products out there. And, of course, Mons has the oils and butters. But I took it a step further when I started researching and infusing Indian Ayurvedic herbs into the product.
Wow.
That
really? How? Tell us about that. That's interesting. So Indian herbs, tell us.
Yeah. So Indian herbs are your henna, amla, hibiscus, marshmallow root, burdock root. These are herbs that Indians have been using for years, I mean centuries, and we just didn't know about it. And hair is hair, so if it worked for their hair, it'll work for our hair. And these herbs are proven.
And I've never seen a person of that, the you know, the original folks here in America.
Yeah.
Have no hair. I've never seen one with your hair.
Jet black, down to their behind, and no gray.
Exactly.
These herbs are slowing down gray.
Wow.
And making your hair grow like weeds and make it strong as steel. If you ever see Indian men and women, their hair is long.
Of course, everyone.
At 70 and 80.
And up.
They have been using these herbs for centuries.
Now, Tara, how can folks get these products, please?
Okay, so they can visit Ayers Batch of Nature.
I'm raising my hand, by the way. Tell us one more time. Give us that site once again. I interrupted
so
you there.
Ayers Batch of Nature, AYURSBATCHOFNATURE, batchofnature.com. You can also find me on Etsy, which is an e-commerce platform for handmade businesses. It's the number one platform out there. So I'm on Etsy. I'm on Amazon as well. You can find us in select retail stores. And all you have to do is really Google the company.
And I'm hoping you'll bring a few of these products to my store at HAIRadio.com soon. We're going to hold you to that now.
Love to.
Okay. Yes, this is going to be absolutely awesome. And I've been telling, you know, Tara, this is the kind of thing where we've got, like you said, we've got to support each other. So I'll be following up with you very, very soon on that.
Yes.
Now,
yeah,
one
I
of
make
the
everything myself. Yes.
You make wow.
Yeah,
now that
the warehouse. About 30 days ago, I started this company in my house. We outgrew the house. We had pallets coming to the house, and my husband was like, "I think you need a warehouse." So we launched into a warehouse because I am determined to manufacture these myself. I had manufacturers reach out to me, and they tell you, you know,
I am reaching out to you.
Yes.
And because
I want them to dilute the formula, so I will continue to manufacture these myself. So I have my own manufacturing and distribution right here in Maryland.
Well, you know what? We're going to be talking with you about that because I have some companies, including ourselves, and we're looking for that kind of distribution outlet where we don't have to house it here and, you know, and necessarily make up batches in our bathtub type thing. So we want to definitely... We'll continue this conversation. Now, one of the big things that, you know, let me just remind everybody before we move along, if you guys are just tuning in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest with us today, and she's on the line. It is my honor again to welcome her to the airwaves for the very, very first time. Tara Gregory. Yes. Good morning, Tara. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning, everybody.
All right.
Good morning.
Yes. And again, Ayers Batch of Nature. I'm just loving all of this wonderful information today. Now, one of the reasons I wanted to definitely invite you this morning onto the broadcast is because you, the only person that I, well, you know what? Okay. Yes. We've had on Alelia Bundle. So she is the great-great-granddaughter of Madam C.J. Walker. So, of course, and she's a good friend of ours here at the Hair Radio Show. So, yes, she's been with us. But outside of her, so you're like one of the very first who we get a good accounting of at least some of the grounds around the amazing estate that was once the estate called Villa Luaro, which belonged to Madam C.J. Walker here in New York, which is I'm located in New York State as well. I'm in New York City and New York. And so her, tell us a little bit, if you will. And, well, you know, we can we can give you some background. This is the Villa Luaro, formerly known as the Annie Epoff or Annie Epoff home is a 34-room, 20,000-square-foot mansion located at Fargo Lane and North Broadway in Irvington, New York. That's about 30 miles north of New York City, so about a half hour away from where I'm located here in Brooklyn. Now, it was built from 1916 to 1918, and she died like in 1919. That was a year after it was they finished it somewhere, and was designed in the Italianate style by architect Wertner Tandy for Alelia Walker. Again, she is, Alelia Walker is the daughter of Madam C.J. Walker. And so, and the Alelia, our friend Alelia Bundles, who was named after Alelia Walker. Madam Walker's daughter. But so now tell us, Ms. Tara Gregory, what did you see? I want to hear the whole story about walking up to Madam C.J. Walker. Well, first of all, before you get there, what inspired you to go visit to, were you making a special trip to see Villa Luaro?
Oh,
and if so, what inspired you to do so?
So let me just take 30 seconds, literally 30 seconds to say this. I had no idea who she was in my teens. I remember, you know, Black history, you know, you read about all these people.
A little bit, right.
So I heard of her. And even when I launched my company, I still didn't really know about her. And I didn't realize that I was actually walking into her footsteps until probably about maybe 5 years ago. I had no idea.
Wow.
She built her own manufacturing company, became a self-made millionaire. You got to watch the movie Self-Made. And she built this mansion herself with the first Black architect in New York. A lot of people may not
know.
That's
right.
He designed it. And this house is phenomenal. Oh, my gosh. So I was in New York about maybe 2 weeks ago. I was on a yacht party with this guy called Mitt. Find him on Facebook, Instagram. He does this every month, an amazing yacht party. It's actually a business expo that he does. And so I decided to go there. I had about maybe three people with me, our team. And I don't know, I was on this boat, and I just kept thinking about, you know, this mansion, thinking about her and just how blessed I am to actually be doing what I'm doing. I just couldn't believe it. And I'm sitting there on this boat, and I said, you know what? I think I'm going to visit her house. You know, I've seen the movie. I've read about her. You know, I now know about her. I think I want to see this in real life. So we get off the boat and we get to the hotel, and I tell the team, you know what? We're going to Madam C.J. Walker's mansion. And they're like, we're what? I said, yes, we are. Get dressed. We're going. And we got up about maybe 8 o'clock in the morning. Are we having breakfast? No, we're going straight there. And I'm thinking, because I don't really know New York like that, but I love New York. It is truly my second home. I'm there a lot. There's no place in the city like New York. Let me just plug that out.
True.
So I Googled it, and I realized we were in Upper Manhattan somewhere, on 23rd Street and something. And I Googled it, and it was literally 30 minutes away. I'm thinking it's like 2 hours, 30 minutes away. So we jump in the car and go all through this expressway or whatever. And then the whole community changed. It's nothing but rows and rows of mansions. I could not believe it. So we're driving up, and we come across this house. And I see the sign, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, but it's right there on the street. This can't be it. And so I saw they have a post there, like a little plaque thing in the wall, in the ground. And it says, you know, welcome to Madam C.J. Walker's estate. And they give, you know, her little backdrop. And I looked at them. I said, this is it. Park the car. So we parked the car, and it's gated. You can't just walk in. I mean, they have chains and everything on there. And I'm like, okay, we didn't make no appointment. This is spare the moment. So we get out the car. And the whole thing is gated. She has a driveway that's gated and a gate around her whole house. So we're standing in the middle of traffic trying not to get hit, trying to take pictures and, you know, do drive-by shots. And there was a groundsman there. Oh, my God. He was incredible. And he came out. I guess he saw me out there like, what is she doing? So he came out there. And he said, who are you? And I told him, you know, who I was. And my husband, bless his soul. Oh, you know, she has her own hair care company, and she just wanted to come up here and just, you know, see the person that did it. You know, she's just fascinated with her. And he was like, really? How would you like to come in? And my jaw dropped. And I said, really? You would do that? He was like, absolutely. I said, okay. So,
we're in.
I'm like, get the camera ready because we don't want to. As he's unlocking the gate, and when he opened those gates, oh, my, there was a sense of, you know how you walk into
history.
Something, and even though you're walking into her history, it's like a preview for you. And I'm
yes.
And as soon as I walk through the gate, I'm like, oh, my God, is this what I'm walking into for me? You can't help but think that. So I'm walking into
wow.
this gate. It is phenomenal. And when I say, so the doors are locked. You know, first of all, I'm going up the steps. And
yes.
as I'm stepping up the steps, Carrie, tears are streaming down my face. Not so much because I'm doing what she's doing, but you are standing on the ground
where yeah
of
this
the
is
person
true.
Who and struggled and, mm-hmm. And went through all she went through, all the ups and downs and hurdles that she went through that we now don't have to face as a beauty brand company.
Exactly.
It just overwhelmed me to know that all her sweat, blood, and tears got her to this moment, and here's the proof. It's one, Carrie, it's one thing to read it in the textbook, but it's another thing when you step and stand flat-footed in history.
Wow.
There was no feeling like it to see what this woman had accomplished. And what really stood out
And to at me, that period, at yeah. that period in time, it's not like she had social media. Her
she
Facebook and Twitter was her 2 feet.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And she is actually the role model and the example of ambition because she talks
Absolutely.
About how, you know, you have to work hard and believe in your dream. And when you
oh,
read
absolutely.
Her story and read her book, you see the struggles that she
yes.
went through. And standing there at that mansion, it just showed me how far we can go as black people, as a black brand. And I just hope that my company makes her proud. You feel her presence. When you stand there, you feel like you can conquer anything because look at what she did. So we took pictures on the steps. And there's this white, I can't even explain it, like some kind of white clay pot thingy. She bought this years ago, and it is still there. So you can't go in the house, but there's no drapes, Carrie. So we took pictures, you know, we're peeping through the room. And do you know a lot of her original artifacts and furniture is still in this house?
Still there? Wow.
You can actually take your camera video, and you can actually click pictures because there's no curtains. We walked around the back because I said, let's go. It was like, through the grass, come on, let's go. So we walked around the back, and if you ever see the pictures or her movie where she did her she actually lived in this house for a year before she died. She built it, and she lived in there for a whole year.
That's right.
When she got sick, and she really didn't say anything, she got sick, she decided to hold this convention for all these women that were really distributors of her products. And she has them all lined up in her back, all on the vestibule, all on the grounds, all around the pool. So I walked around, and to stand there, and it's like you just – history just stopped. Everything is still the same. And all you have to do is just imagine those women standing there because everything remains the same.
Wow. Well, I am blown away.
And they have kept this property and preserved it like no other. Oh, my God, it's beautiful. And so Sundial has bought this company. Sundial is a company.
Right, Sundial brand, yeah.
Moisture. And they bought this company, and I've been following them. So anybody that's interested, follow them because they actually bought this company, and they're going to turn it into a business hub for women to help women entrepreneurs.
Exactly, and that's exactly what I discovered. And I love that because, you know, anything associated with Madam C.J. Walker is all about women empowerment. And
in her will that her property was to be used for African Americans as far as anyone living there, used it for businesses. It was to benefit the community of black entrepreneurs. It is in her will. That's why no other culture could ever get it. It's in her will that her
she
was going to die, and she knew that once she died, she wanted this place to now benefit people for years and centuries to come. And her dream is coming to fruition. Look at what is happening with Sundial. Yeah,
exactly.
And
And I have to tell you, I know for a fact that had it not been for the Madam C.J. Walkers, the Annie Malones, Sarah Spencer Washingtons, even for us guys, and there are a lot of guys out there in the hair and beauty business, let me just say that and giving them rightful respect. But without these women, I wouldn't be here today carrying on walking in the paths that they have ushered in.
Yeah, and we're obligated. How can we see what they struggled and built.
Exactly.
And not take on the mandate to carry that mantle. That's why they did it. So that we can now be successful. We can't be lackadaisical. We have to step up and give it everything we got. We can't let go and finagle and just be lazy. We can't do that.
Exactly. The secret. It has always been for us to band together. I mean, it's really not rocket science. It's just working together and supporting each other, as you said at the top of this. I just shared your amazing video onto my Facebook page. So you can go to Carrie Hines' Facebook page, and I will continue to support and put you out there.
Yes.
Tara Gregory, my friend, and we just want to make sure and have everybody know that you'll be at our very next live hair event coming up soon. We'll keep you guys informed. You can go to hairnationexpo.biz to find out about that. And again, we want to send folks to your website, Ms. Tara Gregory. Tell everybody again how they can find Ayers Batch of Nature products and so much more that you're connected with.
It's AyersBatchOfNature.com. You can find us on Etsy. You can find us on Amazon. And even though I have a warehouse. I actually have a retail store in the warehouse. So if you ever decide to visit us in Maryland, that address is 2105 Emerson Park Road, Suite 101, Edgewood, Maryland, 21040. And give me a call. My phone number is 443.
Boom. Oh, yep. That's the record there. Okay.
0998.
Awesome. Listen, I am super hyped. So this is going to be fantastic, Tara. So listen, we're going to continue to follow you here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're going to hope you come back real soon. And we'll do another sit-down.
Anytime.
All right. I am loving it. And I hope you guys had a first, we're going to say a first row seat all about Madam C.J. Walker's wonderful, wonderful mansion, Villa Nuaro. So, yes, I'm going. All right, folks, keep it right here. Thanks again for being with us, Tara. Folks, keep it here.
Oh,
you got it back at you. We've got a...
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, today we have a very, very special guest with us. Her name is Peggy Dotson. Now, she is the woman behind UBC TV Network. The Hair Radio Show would like to welcome Miss Peggy Dotson. Welcome, Peggy.
Hey, Carrie. How are you?
I'm doing great. Well, listen, first of all, it's great to have you here. Now, we need to tell everyone what the UBC TV Network is.
Okay. First of all, Carrie, I'm so excited about being here. I am your fan. I think you're awesome. It's just really great. Well, UBC TV is actually, it started out as a concept for a TV network, but it has evolved into a broadcast multimedia company. With different divisions and things like that, so it's sort of like a hybrid between a cable network, broadcast network, and a technology company, online company like a Netflix. So it's sort of like my own creation, because of where we are in the industry. You know, cable is there, but it's not there like it was before. People are unplugging, and so people want the opportunity to view things on different platforms. By the way, which I have, you know, was ahead of my time because I was pushing this years ago. And
many years. We're not going to say how many.
It's true. I know. We don't want to say how many. But, you know, and then people want, you know, to see original content. Content is still king. And queen, so that's what basically we're all about, is original content that is distributed over multiple platforms, including, you know, online, live streaming on demand, cable, live events, and different other little arms of it, which I think we'll get into as we move forward. But that's what it's evolved into. Not just a network,
terrific.
But more than that, yeah.
Wow. Well, you know what? We are going to get into every facet of this, Peggy. We really are.
Okay.
But let's go back a little bit. Let's start at the beginning. Now, share with our fans, I think, tell everybody where you are from and where you take care of business these days.
Okay. Well, the planet Venus. No, I am actually, I feel like an alien. I'm actually originally from Arkansas. The great
Arkansas.
State of Arkansas. Yeah, Bill Clinton and Michelangelo. I'm from Stuttgart, actually. Stuttgart, Arkansas, which is really in between Little Rock and Pine Bluffs. I grew up down south. And the first half of my life and the second half of my life, there's a third and a fourth part of my life that I haven't lived yet, so it's not over yet. But the next phase of my life I grew up in is in New York City. So, you know, I am from Stuttgart, Arkansas. My mother and father were entrepreneurs. God bless them. They're my mentors. They are my inspiration. They both are with God, and they passed away. They are with me every day. My father was a master plumber, and he was that was revolutionary at that time because you don't have very many African Americans who are master plumbers in Stuttgart, in a town, Stuttgart, Arkansas, which was, you know, racially divided. And my father and mother had businesses that catered to white people. I mean, we, you know, at that time, like you said, in the South, I was growing up, you know, the Civil Rights era had started, and the Black Panthers and all that kind of stuff, but we still had a lot of racial division down there. And, you know, so and it was very, you know, that's, you know, it affected me and helped mold me, and I started working with my daddy. I did a little bookkeeping stuff at age 10 in his plumbing company. And it just taught me discipline. And then at age 14, I was working with my mother. My mother had a restaurant. So we have a restaurant business kind of in our family. And I learned the restaurant business. I was on the grill cooking. I was waiting tables. And I answered the phone, you know, to take orders, and I answered the phone for my daddy, Dawson's Plumbing Company, and when the clients called and all that kind of stuff. So at age 10, up to 14, I was, learning the how to be an entrepreneur. And it's so important, I feel, that we have to teach our children at a young age about money and entrepreneurship, because it really has helped me to It has helped mold and shape me and helped me to be independent, a self-starter, and helped me get through a lot of adversity that I would not regularly have probably gotten through the way that I have, and I landed on my feet, you know, because it does teach you discipline.
Yes, absolutely. I'm quite amazed when I hear a story like yours in which both of your parents were entrepreneurs. And you helping out because it does. What that does, in my belief, is that it channels that wonderful, it just teaches you without having to have been taught, so to speak.
Yeah.
It's almost like osmosis, you know. It just goes right on in there, and it's there. It's there. And you don't even realize it's there. And then, you know, as you start getting older, somehow it kind of harkens back to that great foundation and introduction and fortitude that you just happen to have picked up along the way. It's just, I'm blown away by that something that you were able to get from your father and your mother. And look at the way that I look at it. Look at the legacy that you've been able to, you know, to continue.
Yeah. Also, my spiritual connection to God, and you know, my mother and father were very into the church, it has extended through me. I'm a very spiritual person. It has pushed me to expand and learn a lot about different religions and cultures and things. But mom and daddy, my mother was like the mother of a church, and she was a gospel promoter. I met the Mighty Clouds of Joy, Reverend James Cleveland, at a young age because my mother, she put on gospel. She was a gospel promoter. And my mother was amazing. I'm telling you, my father was amazing. And they are both my, you know, so I learned a lot about that, and it helped me in my music, you know, because I have another part of me that's part of the music industry and singing and all that. And
you do have a beautiful voice for you guys out there. So maybe you'll give them a little treat, in a little later on in the interview today.
Okay. We'll see about that.
I'm putting her on the spot, everybody.
I know.
Yeah. But I have to tell you, it is amazing. And so these are things that are just, you know, like I said, they're quite remarkable. And all these wonderful things help to shape the experiences that you have, and that you have under your belt, and kind of pushed you towards this wonderful, extraordinary entrepreneur in your own right. And so we're going to get into that a little bit. So you grew up in Arkansas, and then your family kind of moved up north to New York somehow, and you kind of, how did that come into play? And then where did this wonderful inspiration for this wonderful network come from?
Well, you know, my family, no, I'm daring. I'm a risk taker. My mother did not want me to actually go to New York, but my father was an adventurer, and you know, they were still in Arkansas. I eventually moved to Texas, but
there's a big difference between New York. We're going to be fair about it. Big difference between New York and Arkansas, especially probably in those days.
Yeah. Well, at the time, you know, In Stuttgart, Arkansas, I did a whole bunch of stuff. I was like first runner-up Miss Teenage Black America for our region. Yeah, my mother put me in pageants, and I ended up singing a lot and you know, competitions and things like that. Like I said, at that time in high school, there was still segregation, and there was a group called the Ricelanders that I could not audition for because I was black. But so I couldn't get in there, but as far as vocally, I could out-sing all of them. I'm not bragging or anything, but like that. But my choir instructor, Jim Sparks, bless his heart, he took me aside and he taught me how to sing. I started out with Billie Holiday songs and things of that nature, and so I just ended up, long story short, doing a lot of stuff, and then ended up getting two or three vocal scholarships to University of Arkansas in Fayetteville. I got a music scholarship, a vocal scholarship, so I went there. I also got offered to go to West Point Academy at the same time. That same year, West Point became men and women together. It was just men, and they were letting women in because I was also very civically. I did a lot of stuff. I was student body vice president and girls state, so I got nominated for a lot of stuff. So I ended up taking the music thing because my family's very music oriented and all that, and went there, landed the head of musical shows and things like that. I was auditioned for a great a cappella group and got into that. So we ended up going, taking a trip to New York, the theater group I was involved in. I was actually playing Mary Magdalene in Jesus Christ Superstar, and then I was in The Wiz. So I played Dorothy. I was in Dorothy and The Wiz, so we at the same time we went to New York, I was Dorothy and The Wiz, and Diana Ross was filming Dorothy.
In the movie, that's right?
Yeah, she was filming it, and that's the same year I met her, and we have a family affiliation, the Ross family.
Wow.
And from Detroit, my family on my mother's side is from Detroit, the Losses, and so they worked at Motown and blah blah blah, and you know, so I wanted to meet Diana Ross. She was my inspiration, and I ended up coming to New York and on this theater trip, and fell in love with New York, and did not know how I was going to meet Diana Ross, but I was here, and I found my way to Queens, to the studio there, with a friend of mine.
Is that the studio in Astoria, Queens?
I found my way to Astoria, Queens, to that studio, and I don't know how I did it, but I told everybody that I wanted to meet Diana Ross, and I did it, And I took the train there. Never been to Queens before in my life. Got on the train from Arkansas with one of my friends. And we went there to the studio, and she couldn't go in. I was the only one that could come in to meet Ms. Ross. And so I got a chance to meet Don Ross. I met Sidney Lamont, who is the famous director.
Yeah,
yeah.
Of course.
And I met the Michael had just left because he was the Scarecrow. He had left the set. I didn't meet Michael Jackson, but I met the Tin Man. I think it was. Anyway, I met the other guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Michael was the Scarecrow. I met the Tin Man. It was, you know, it was really awesome, and it was very inspirational. And she was
so.
She was
this
gracious.
Is when they were actually filming the wedding.
Filming the movie. Yeah. So
now,
because they called
cool...
her Diane, and I'm Diane, and our both our middle names, and
wow.
It's just that for me that was like a highlight of my life. I said if I can go to New York City and meet Don Ross, I need to move to
That's
New York.
It. Exactly. Well, you know what? You're absolutely right. Now this is a full circle moment. It's just so amazing to me because one of our guests, who's actually on this week as well, is Hinton Battle, who played. Who's a like a several? I think he's won like three Tonys, maybe more awards for, and he played on Broadway in The Wiz.
He did.
With the role he originated. The Michael Jackson role was the role that he originated. So shout out to Hinton Battle.
Yeah, hey Hinton, I know Hinton. Hey Hinton, this Peggy called me.
He is fantastic. So yeah,
he really is.
I'm just blown away that that was during that movie. Now, what also was coming to be, it was just released that NBC Television is going to be doing a stage version of, you know, a live program that they're going to be actually, you know, bringing back the Wiz, if you will, for the TV show, a live broadcast. They've been doing these big stage productions recently.
Yeah.
So it's, the Wiz is going to get that treatment, and I am excited.
Good.
For anyone to take on that. Now, so your big inspiration, one of your big inspirations, so we know is, she's inspired many, many folks, and I've certainly chatted with her daughter, Rhonda, but Barry and Diana Ross's daughter, Rhonda, in the past. But can you tell me, who were some of the others who inspired this great Peggy Dodson? And then we'll get into you.
Oh, my gosh. I have many people in different genres. Dr. King was an inspiration to me. And Reverend Jackson, who I was just with at Wall Street Summit.
And hold it,
people.
We don't want to gloss over these wonderful folks and the kind of connections that that you felt with these folks. Now, talk a little bit about that. Let's start with Dr. King. You know, we are actually kicking off this wonderful celebration to Dr. King this week on the Hair Radio show, the Hair Radio Morning Show. And we want you to just kind of weigh in. What has Dr. King meant to you, Peggy Dodson?
Dr. King, what he has meant to me, what he means to me, is the chance to be all that you can be in a place that is equal and just, and I feel that was his life, you know, starting with African Americans, and the spirit to move forward in all adversities with what you believe in, and your faith in God, you know, despite anything. Despite anyone, he had his conversation with God, and God spoke to him. And he went ahead despite what anyone said, because what he did had to be done, no matter if he knew that eventually his life, he'd have to forfeit his life here on this earth. But to have that faith and to accomplish, it's almost like what Jesus did, despite what anybody said, he knew that he had to do and fulfill what God meant for attempt to do. And I feel that we all sometimes get off track, and it's human, and we all get off track on things. And but, you know, the one thing that has kept me going in all of this is my faith and me not giving up through all adversity, because this is not for the weak of heart. This industry, whatever we're in, as you know, it is that we have the deck stacked against us as a people. We don't own our images as much as we should. Stories are being told about us that we don't control. And to be able to step up, not maybe against, I won't say against, but to step out with the powers that be out there and say, hey, this is your story, but it's not my story. And to not to be fearful in saying that, it takes a lot. It takes faith, because it's
absolutely
very scary. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I just want to let the folks out there know, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and my very special guest today is Miss Peggy Dotson. Now, she is behind the UBC TV network, and we're going to get into that very shortly. But I just wanted to ask you, Reverend Jesse Jackson, now, there is a great picture of you and the Reverend Jesse Jackson circulating out there around the Internet, and we have that great picture for you, along with a lot of information on you, Ms. Peggy Dotson. So if you guys out there are trying to reach Peggy, you go to hairradio.com, and you'll see all of Peggy's information right there on the screen, along with some great pictures. And I'm told, Peggy, that you have some special words of advice that you are sharing exclusively with the fans of the Hair Radio Show.
Yes, definitely.
So, yeah, so we want to get you guys, following our great interview today, absolutely this will continue. So you want to go to hairradio.com and read all of that wonderful information on Ms. Peggy Dotson. Now, I'm ready to get into all about the wonderful UBC TV network. So you mentioned that this is a television network, as we just indicated, but what does the UBC stand for?
It stands for Urban Broadcasting Company, which is so weird. It also stands for Udang Broadcasting. I have a lot of – and, you know, I'm so connected to Uganda. It's weird. It's weird. I love my friends from Uganda, and I have a lot of people from Uganda that actually follow me online, and they love, you know, what I'm doing. I'm very connected to Africa, but especially Uganda. That's the name of the company. It's Urban Broadcasting. I wanted something named. I didn't want to pigeonhole, and people may say Urban does, but it's, for me, it's Urban Multicultural. It's about culture, and I think that urban has been defined by others or misconstrued as something that it is not. Simply urban is city and rural is country. So it's urban means city, life.
Oh, okay,
lifestyle.
So urban is not just some euphemism for black. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
So
and that's how people categorize it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it means different things. It can mean different things, but for me, it's about lifestyle. And when you look at it, our lifestyle is the lifestyle. I mean, lifestyle is how you live, where you live, and that's what UBC is all about. And it embraces culture. So that it's not a black thing, it's not a white thing, it's all us together. I guess you could say that.
I like that. So the U can stand for us. Wonderful.
Yes. Yeah,
now, Peggy,
definitely.
Tell us about some of the wonderful projects that you're kicking off at UBC.
Well, I have this has been a labor of love for me. You have to measure and time things correctly. As you know, in this industry, to do a network, it's very expensive, and it's not easy, because once you get out there, you said, oh, okay, I've got 24 hours to fill. oh, okay, I need advertisers. Oh, it's, you know, a lot of my colleagues who are out there now who are just jumped on the air recently, it's that they've gotten a lot of gray hair, you know, just by having
and
the
I can
stress
speak
of
to
doing
that.
That.
Yes. I can speak to that one.
You know, so my goal is to to roll out, you know, to start the digital part, which I'm started, which I have started officially last year. We have a live stream channel that where we are getting ready. We have live stream, we have on demand, and we're actually getting ready to do something very special. We're getting ready to put out a whole lineup as far as original productions that we are going to be streaming. As you know, streaming is really big right now in NBC, Netflix, everyone's jumping into that world, which for me, it's you know, and there's still a major cost because you can't just go out and just do it anyway. You still have to have that broadcast quality to that in order to bring on the advertisers or the sponsors that you want to bring on.
Exactly.
So, so you know, you have to – what we're doing is – the original productions that we will be either live streaming or streaming will be edited, and then from there we back into cable. So we will have – some things will just be totally online, and then some things will be shot for cable TV, which we are rolling out this year, this spring, actually. I mean, the date is close, so I've got to, like, I'm going to say the date. And,
right.
But we will actually be in about 40 million households. And,
wow.
And we'll have channels. We'll have channel positions soon, so I know people want to know that. And I'll be making that announcement. We will be able to be on Time Warner, Comcast, and Dish Network, and DirecTV.
And you'll let us know. You'll come back and tell all the folks at the Air Radio Show.
Yes,
okay,
most
so
definitely.
We can get an exclusive, guys. You've heard it right here. We're going to hold Peggy to that now.
Okay, that's okay. I would definitely do that. It would be real. It's going to be soon, sooner than later. It's going to be soon, but you know, that's you know what we're planning on doing, and I'm very very excited about the lineup that we have. The lineup for the live streaming, of course, is different than the cable. Some of them will overlap. For instance, we have. We have a show called the UBC Mix, which is, I guess you could say it's almost an evolution of Soul Train. I love, and it's a show I created. A lot of the shows I created, by the way, and over years and years of research and years and marketing and all of that and TV production and what I've done with NCAA sports. And that's my background is from live TV. So I love live television. I love dance. I dance a lot. I love house music. I love all types of music. But
Peggy, I have to say, I'm not to interrupt you at all. I just want you to absolutely let the folks know. And I want to tell everybody out there, they're listening to you and you're giving them this wonderful information. I just want to remind the folks, you're listening to Miss Peggy Dotson, who was our special guest today on the Hair Radio Show. And she's been telling us all about UBC TV Network. Now, I just want to tell all of our Hair Radio Show fans, if you want to find out more about Peggy Dotson, you want to go to her pages and find out how to reach her and find out more about UBC TV Network, we're posting everything at the hairradio.com website. So that's www.hairradio.com. And there you'll see, we're going to hopefully, Peggy will put up some more pictures and all of this wonderful, these wonderful things that Peggy's providing just exclusively for our Hair Radio Show fans today. So we are so excited. And we're going to give them all the information. Now, Peggy,
great.
I have to ask you. Yes, now, we got a little bit into it, but I really want to drive this point home, and I know that you can do it eloquently. Broadcast television seems to be going through a metamorphosis. It seems to be changing in a way. It doesn't look like it used to look. There's a whole lot of, you know, flack about it not being more representative of the folks when we go outside our door. So so individuals are saying that, well, gee, you know what? We don't control broadcasting, and when I say we, I shouldn't speak for folks, but I think what the message is that they feel that the people of color and the people who are representative of the world, the broadcasting doesn't really speak to those folks by and large. However, the Internet, the new technology, seems to be controlled, so to speak, at this time by the masses. So is there some, you know, big, you know, disconnect between broadcast and Internet or technology and streaming and all of that? Is broadcasting changing?
Yeah, it's changing because it has to somewhat. The big disconnect, I mean, that's one of the reasons why YouTube is so big, because you have more control over what you want to see versus what someone else thinks you want to see. And the big problem with broadcast is that it's big.
You don't have any control.
It's
turning,
you know,
your channel.
Well, it's big, so you have large organizations that have different departments that don't even talk to each other. You know, so they don't, and you have people who have major pressure on them to create programs because you have accounting people saying, this is not making any money. You know, it's not really set up. You have big public companies who are dividend-driven, and they're not content-driven. They're, you know, sports. People understand sports. That's an easy one. The multi-billion-dollar business, sometimes like Fox, that's what anchors, is one of their big anchors. And then you have American Idol. And then you have a formula. The problem with broadcast and cable, too, is the formula that's used in calculating what they think people want to see and what individuals go in front of the camera. You have a formula, or you have a formula for a story that is beginning, middle, end, and that is very predictable, but that's what people want because they feel that's what makes money. And then you have a formula for people that you have, maybe if you may have three white people, you may have one black person, you may, it's gotten worse. I don't like formulas. I don't even deal with a formula. We're out of the box. My goal is to be able to represent life the way that it is and not contrive it. Even with the reality shows, they're not reality. They're contrived. They're combative. And a lot of the producers do that because they feel they have to create, you know, anger and animosity in order for people to watch, and then advertisers sign on, and a part of that is true, but it's not all true, and we're not represented at all, and you know, and the time when we are represented, it's so contrived and controlled and stereotypical, and I mean, there are some shows that I'm not going to say right now. It's just people it's just like, okay, this is a black show, even with major producers that we know that do film, that when they get to television, they get into the formula. And they put this and that. Let's put some salt and pepper and some pasta and then this and this. And that's the recipe. And that's and if you don't do that recipe, you don't get on the air. So that's the problem. There is a big disconnect, and it has to do with culture. It has to do a disconnect with color. It has to do with people who are in positions who feel they think they know who we are and they don't, who don't know the story. But in essence, they know, all they know is that we have the buying power, $1.1 trillion, and they want our eyeballs. They need the eyeballs in order to bring on Coca-Cola and Pepsi and Mountain Dew and KFC and McDonald's. I mean, those companies know about our buying power.
I love that. The word power. That's where all of this and what it all means. And I think that, and I think you have completely and eloquently stated what I believe is the disconnect. So going forward, we have the folks like yourself, UBC TV Network, Urban Lifestyle Programming, And you're based out of, you're based where? I just want to make sure
I'm,
we hit all of that.
Yeah, I'm in New York. I'm in New York City.
New York City!
Yeah. And, you know, in Harlem, which is the urban capital of the world, you know, it's New York City, and we have a new base that we're building in Las Vegas, and I'll talk about that at some point. Yeah, we're going
terrific.
To be doing some really exciting things there with another division of the company. Yeah, we're based here, but we're a global company. We're looking right now. We have some productions that we're working on, a major reality show with a major celebrity that I can't announce it yet. Yes, a
okay,
major
but you
celebrity
promised to come back
that we
here and
yes,
tell the fans
we have a major
radio show.
Yeah,
okay.
A major celebrity that we're doing a deal with that we are going to. We're doing a reality show with them. We're going to be following them around, not just here, but we're going overseas. And so that is, you know, that's kind of like what, and some of the programs, the teasers and stuff will be available online. And the rest of it will be on cable. And that's what I like. I like going between, I like the model that I've created because it gives me the flexibility to do things
right.
online.
Right, you're not just doing one thing only.
Right, I'm not just stuck to cable, and I'm not just stuck, you know, on one just online. It gives me the flexibility to go back and forth with a show, actually. You can take
mm-hmm.
part of the show, you can put it online and take another part of it, you put on cable. That way you go back and forth and you hit different audiences by that way. And we are a producing network, which is very important. I wanted to say that, even though we are doing partnerships with other producers and production companies.
Mm-hmm.
But I am a showrunner, and I've created my own originals. And I have a great production manager, Academy Award-nominated production manager. He's done everything.
Wow.
Worked with Billy Joel. He knows music and knows sports, and he's just awesome. So it gives
wow.
us the ability to be a producing network so that we can actually produce our own originals. We can create the originals. We can produce them and distribute them. And we bring in our own advertising and sponsors and things like that. And I have an agency that I'm also dealing with. But it gives flexibility for creativity,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I wanted because I'm a creative person. I don't want to be in a box
yes.
where, oh, I'm just a cable network, so I just got to do this. And I love my cable
right.
people, or I'm just online, so I just can't do this. No, I love my technology people, so I want both. I want
wow.
both. So it gives us the opportunity to not only create wonderful kind of like reality shows, music events, things of that nature that we have some exciting things planned. I tell you, we are
ready
to step out.
You guys are
into the spotlight.
Moving along. Now,
yes.
I do want to ask you, Peggy, being a successful person out there in business, what words could you say to someone who's trying to follow in the great footsteps that you have trailblazed in terms of broadcasting and setting up your own network and working just all over the country with folks? What words can you say that just might be that great little inspiration that someone needs about now?
Well, there's a couple of things. My inspirational words is never give up. My Jewish godfather, who's passed away, Burl Walk, always told me, he says, Peggy, never, ever, ever give up. That is my anthem. The other thing is learn as much as possible about the industry that you're in. Study it. Go to trade shows. Find mentors in the industry, which is what I've done. I studied this industry. I met people in the industry, just like I did when I was in the music industry. You know, I went to Luther Vandross, and I said, Luther, tell me about the industry. This is actually what I did when I moved to New York, and I wanted to find out about the recording industry, which is a totally different industry just being a singer.
Right.
I mean, people think, I'm a singer. I'm not digressing. I mean, I'm a singer. I want to be a great singer. No, if you want to be a professional singer, that means you are in the business of entertainment, so you need to know about that business. And I just went to every person I could talk to and had them tell me about the industry, and that's how you learn. And then you get mentors in that industry that are, great people who have high positions. One of my mentors he's retired now from Fox, as Roland McFarlane, who is the only African-American executive at a high level at Fox in Los Angeles at Fox TV and Fox Studios. And he adopted me, I adopted him. And
wow.
I would always ask him questions and ask him, do you think this idea could work? He said, Peggy, go for it. It's going to work because it's needed. So I always have mentors, even to this day, that I go to and to listen to and talk about things. And I see mentors and just research and just never giving up on your dream, but also just being flexible because what you see now may be a little different than what it really ends up being. I've had to be flexible in my vision with UBC. Like I said, I wanted a network, and now it's UBC. TV network, but it's really just one component of it. We have media, and we have a couple other. We have film. We could talk about the film division. I have a couple other divisions, and we have sports. We have some other things that have branched off, and we're also going to be building studio facilities. So,
wow,
you know, it's
a lot.
It's turned into a lot. Yes, I do, and we need to talk about the shopping. You know, don't let me forget about that.
That's something
I really want to discuss.
Yes, well, we definitely will. And folks, if you've just joined us, this is a very, very special interview today, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We've got a person who is just doing extraordinary things in the way of business and community. The Hair Radio Show is very, very proud to welcome Miss Peggy Dotson. Peggy, again, welcome to the Hair Radio Show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, listen, we've been talking a lot about some of the wonderful business enterprises that you're involved with. And when we talk of UBC TV Network and some of the wonderful programming that we can soon expect, we have to get into the shopping aspect that is about to kick off here on this UBC TV network. So tell our fans out there, tell the show fans about this wonderful idea.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the things that sometimes I think I'm just totally crazy, but that's all right because my Jewish godfather said you got to be a little crazy to do this, but The one thing that I see things that are needed, and I try to move to create a solution for that, and that's one of the reasons why UBC has been gestating over the past couple of years, really gestating and getting ready to and slowly rolling out, and people say, "Where are you rolling out?" Okay, just wait. I got something working on here, but one of the things that I wanted to do, and I've always wanted to do, was to create a shopping component to my network because I wanted to create something whereas I'm not like the other networks where I have to really depend on all the advertisers and sponsors. I want to be able to groom my shows, but I wanted to create an additional revenue streams. And that will keep the company going. And so I've actually created Urban Home Shopping Network. It is a part of – it's going to start out as a show, and then we're going to actually evolve to a separate thing. But it is for – it is an urban QVC. It's for small businesses, women-owned businesses, and people of color who want to gain entry into the home shopping network arena and cannot. I mean, as you know, Home Shopping Network and QVC they're starting to cater to smaller businesses because small business is the backbone of this country.
Exactly.
It is the backbone of this country, and people need to really understand that. And I want to do my part to help the economy, and in order to do that, and to give opportunities to small businesses who actually want to get their products out on television or distribute it globally.
Well,
so
let me just tell you, Peggy Dotson, this is such an extraordinary business that you have launched. So I'm going to just take a quick moment to inform those folks out there, you guys listening right now, that you can go to hairradio.com. And we'll put all of Peggy's contact information there so that we know that you're going to be very much interested in being part of this wonderful, these upcoming projects and some of the things that she's working on now. So you'll just go to hairradio.com, our website, and we have a profile there with Peggy's information and all about how you can contact her to get involved. Peggy, I have to say to you, any final thoughts? You've been such a terrific guest with us on the Hair Radio Show today.
Wow. Well, you know, my final thoughts is I appreciate you have taken the, you know, giving me the time to come on here and inviting me. And I know that we could talk for hours because there's so much going on right now.
Yes.
You know, my final thoughts is, you know, about UBC, go like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. We have, if you have any questions about new shows that we have, you know, you're free to contact us as an email address, or we are looking for, you know, new shows. I am looking for, for content. And, you know, if you want to join us or whatever, just, you know, like us. And we have to, all I can say is that we have some very exciting things happening and getting ready to happen. We are going to make a major impact in the marketplace.
Yes, you already are. Now, have to say, Peggy, you go ahead. I'm sorry.
I want to say that we have a I'm making my step into the film world. We have a major announcement that we'll make later on, but I have a division called UBC Films, and I have been able to acquire major distribution in, you know, through Cinemark, AMC, and Regal Theaters to distribute urban films. And so that's that cannot take on anything else, but, you know, it's like it's something that has to be done because we need more. As you know, right now people are very upset about Selma and the lack of the lack of diversity, and you know that there has to be more diversity, and I think that's happening. Like I said, Reverend Jackson is making a lot of moves in technology, and to help do that. And but you know, there's only, besides my company, there's only one, you know, co-black. There's only, you know, there's very few black-owned companies that distribute films. So we are throwing our hat into the ring, and so we will be doing that. And I have some. That's another division that we'll be talking about over the next few weeks in reference to UBC Films and our, you know, entry into that marketplace of film production also, film production and distribution and funding. Well, I actually have a separate funding arm that films urban films. We're looking for films 3 to 5 million, up to 20 million. We have funding for you know, anything less, we have to talk about as far as development projects. But we do have, I have a funding arm for that. So just wanted to throw that out there.
Well, we are very excited. I mean, you have so many wonderful, wonderful projects going on, and we're just excited for you. And, you know, so we want to let the folks know that this is going to continue. Go to the hairradio.com website. Peggy is also going to put some special words there for you guys and read all about her and see some of those extraordinary pictures. And we're going to have you back very soon right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Peggy again, Peggy Dotson of UBC TV Network. Peggy, thank you so much for being with us on today's Hair Radio Show.
Thank you, Carrie. I look forward to it again.
Thank you. Folks, keep it right here. There's more of the Hair Radio Show to come.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Asway's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines. Stay tuned.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who'll be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
For what I got, you take my kindness for weakness, you take advantage of people. people, one day you'll share it with you. So girl, get your head up out the clouds. Oh yeah.
Girlfriend, you think you're cute.
Girlfriend,
and you think you're fine.
Girlfriend,
you're always trying.
To the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. Yes, it is mid-program. It's about 7:32 New York time on this Tuesday morning, February 22nd of 2022. I'm really so very grateful to have you guys join us. Big show today, of course. The whole show has just been absolutely outstanding, super excellent, and we're so happy. Got a gentleman coming to the line in just a moment or two, Eugene Davis. Now, he is a legendary celebrity hairstylist. He's doing some great things out there, and he does quite a bit of postings online, and we really wanted to bring him on to share all of this with you. Plus, he's doing something called skinification. You don't want to miss from finding out what that's about, skinification. And then he's doing a product review, so this is going to be great for the hair folks. And we're going to start off, though, as we do usually about this time, just check in with our weather guy, our official new weather man, if you will. His name is Press Play, and Press Play comes to us from out in Kansas. Press Play, good morning to you. Happy Tuesday morning.
Yeah. Happy Tuesday morning to you, too, and the fans of Hair Radio Morning Show, man. It's nice to be here again.
Yes, thank you. Now, listen, I want to kind of jump on. We had an extraordinary week of getting folks acclimated to our wonderful little updates on whether we pick some cities out there to share with you each morning and kind of throughout mid part of the broadcast. And the feedback has been fantastic, so we're going to keep rolling on along. What do you have for us this morning? This morning, Press Play.
Oh, well, for this morning, I wanted to start it off again on the East Coast. We're still moving east to west here, so Spokane, Washington. It's going to be sunny for the most part, high of 22 and the low of 7, so stay warm. Still cold. Denver, Colorado, it's going to be cloudy with snow showers. Develop in the afternoon, high of 11 and a low of 4. Definitely chilly. Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Expect 1 to 3 inches of snow. Some pretty medium high winds, probably around 20 to 30, with a high of 4 and a low of negative 12. So,
oh my gosh.
Keep your heaters on.
Wow.
Yeah, keep your heaters on for sure, man.
Wow.
Wichita, Kansas, representing my hometown here, partly cloudy with a high of 29 and a low of 6. Houston,
awesome.
Texas, partial to clearing skies, high of 78 and a low of 68. And for the last, we have Indianapolis, Indiana, thunderstorms, high of 62, and storms continue at night with a low of 27.
And for folks in my neighborhood here in the Brooklyn, New York area, I'm so happy. It's going to be about 55, 56 degrees today. And then tomorrow it kind of goes up a bit from there and then drops
quite a bit. But nice couple days. I'm thrilled. So great job. Great job, Fred's Play. And thanks so much. We're going to check in with you in just a little bit. I know you've got some international cities coming up, and you'll be hanging out with us for a little bit. Okay, we are, thanks, Preston. I'm going to go ahead and park you here. We are turning to a gentleman who kind of made his debut not all that long ago on our program, and I'm so happy to have him. He's such a cool guy, just such a knowledgeable gentleman, and this really is what kind of caught my attention and the attention of our listeners here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's my great honor and pleasure to bring to the line again Eugene Davis. What can I say? Celebrity hairstylist extraordinaire Eugene Davis. Good morning, Eugene. It's so good to have you with us again.
Good morning, Kerry. How are you? I'm glad to be here once again.
Yes, yes. This is really, really quite cool. I'm just honored. First of all, I have to say, and we got a whole bunch still coming up a little later in the show. We'll talk about that in the next half hour or so. But, Eugene, I saw this posting, and then I said, hold it, skinification? What on God's earth? It's skinification. I love the word. But let me find out from Eugene first. And again, welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Okay, the skinification of hair, it stems from, and this is really weird how I came up with the word, but it just really comes from the process of hair care adapting to skin care. So for a long time, we knew about skin care, but we didn't really understand the processes when it came to hair care. So skinification meant just as if we exfoliate our skin, as we put serums on our skin, as we use toners, we do the same processes with hair care.
I think that is absolutely marvelous. Now, how's it been received, though, when you toss that word out there?
I think it got a lot of attention, and people were like, oh, I never thought about it like that, and which is a good thing because it just went for people to understand that hair care is just as important, or scalp care is just as important as it
Absolutely.
Was our skin. And I think skinification, a lot of it had to do with the scalp also, knowing to exfoliate that scalp, to detoxify that scalp, to then start to repair it and in order to have healthy hair to grow.
Now, so can you tell us, you know, for those of us out there who are struggling sometimes where the scalp is a bit on the dry side, are there things that we can do ourselves, or do we have to go out and buy those expensive products?
No, there's a few things you can do yourself, and then the products don't always have to be expensive. One of the things that I do love is tea tree oil. Tea tree oil is the magic elixir. And CBD oil, those two. Those two help with inflammation. It helps with itch. And I think a lot of times when the scalp is itching a lot, it's due to inflammation. It's just due to bacteria buildup. So those things, putting a CBD oil and a tea tree oil combined or either individually, before you shampoo, what they call a pre-poo, so pre-shampoo, they help a lot in order to tackle that bacteria and helping to control and the inflammation and the itch.
I love it. See, this is what I'm talking about, and this is why we had to have you here, Eugene. Listen, I'm going to let you talk a little bit more, of course. I want to hear a little bit more about this wonderful skinification. And then I know you have a product review that we've never really done in all these years, live product reviews on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So I am super excited. I can't wait to hear all about it as well. So I'm going to let you take it away. Go right ahead.
Okay. Just to go back into the skinification of hair, I'm just going to talk about there are a lot of things that are out there on the market, and a lot of the words and the things that you will see are probiotic. Another one I'm thinking of. But you'll see a lot of these words that are usually associated with skin care, and that's what skinification is about. These words that will pop out to you, these ingredient stories that will pop out to you, are just another way to let you know that hair care is self-care. And so my whole article that I wrote about was just to let people know and just to really emphasize on what these different terms mean and why they are using them when it comes to hair care. And the only reason that they're using them is just to let you know that when you are taking care of your hair, just as when we take care of our skin, we have always said, oh, I know this has collagen in it, or I know this has, I know this has such and such, so these things are good. But the same thing is for your scalp, and the same things are for your hair. So what I meant by skinification is just understand that the same technology that is available for skincare is available for hair care, and that you can treat your scalp, you can treat your hair, and just produce healthy hair through these processes. And not just, it's no longer just shampoo and conditioner anymore. It's about shampoo, it's about masking, it's about deep conditioning treatments, it's about conditioners, about leave-in conditioner. And I know these things can be overwhelming to some people,
yes.
But in order to have success with your hair, you have to invest, and you have to follow these processes, because our environment has changed. People haven't always looked at that. It's like, are we receiving too many UV rays from the sun? Especially black people, we were like, oh, yeah, I don't need a sunscreen. I'm like, yeah, you do.
Wow.
Because the same sun from 1862 is not the same sun of 2022.
Affected
our environment. We've affected how the rays are coming through to our atmosphere, and they are affecting us. Where we could, back in the day, work in the sun. During slavery times, we could work in the sun, and our skin could handle it. You know what I mean? But we're not the same people as far as with the environment and the changes that have happened all for 200 years. So we do need sunscreens. We do need protection from UV. And and all these things are based on technology that can help us improve our skin, improve our hair today.
Wow. Well, I have to tell you, that's kind of the first time I've heard the link between all that's happening globally and our hair. So thank you for making that correlation. I really have to say, folks, we're talking to Eugene Davis, legendary celebrity hairstylist and so much more. You're an educator, brand consultant, I call you these things, but you're so much in the way of giving people good information and detailing what they need to do to have healthy hair, to have good-looking hair, to have good techniques and all of this. So we're just so happy to have you here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm thrilled.
Thank you.
Yeah, so this is really good. Now, I do want to take a moment for you guys who follow me on social media, as you've seen on my Facebook, I think even this morning at on my Carrie Hines page and over at our Hair Radio Association for the members of that group. I have to say, I think we posted that you were coming to the show, Eugene Davis. And yes. We put on there one of those QR codes, which I just love this technology, because it, you know, you can scan it and it takes you right to Eugene's website, which you can go to at eugenedavis.hair, not .com, but .hair. And I love this because I had a chance to visit. I saw, I love everything, the layout, everything that you've got. But I also love your fan page, or your pages over at Facebook as well, where you really go in with the postings. And I say this in such a great way. You really educate folks, and this is why I want you to kind of share all of this as well. We're going to get you set up over on our Hair Radio Association page so you can keep our members informed and, of course, the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. So just wanted to kind of toss that on in this morning, on this Tuesday morning. Yes. So, okay, Eugene, we always like to know a little personal note. So where are you based out of? And then we'll get to the product review right here. So, yeah, but first, where are you based out of?
I am based out of Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And wow. That is where I pretty much function and do everything from. I'm originally from your hometown, New York City.
Yes, from New York. From New York. From New York.
Yeah, from New York. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, we love it because, well, you got to get up an hour earlier to entertain us being in the Central Time Zone. So we're shouting out the folks out there where you are. And so I'll tell you what, why don't you now this again, you know, tell us a little bit about the process, what we can expect when someone does a review. So how does this whole thing work? Do companies say, Eugene, I want you to get on the Hair Radio Show and review this? How does this work? What's the process for you choosing products? Is there a dialogue that goes into this or before or after the Hair Radio Morning Show?
Okay. Well, for me, the process is a bit organic. I will receive products from companies, and I will talk to people and look at reviews online. And it was trending, basically. And from that point on, that's when I decide what I want to talk about and what I think is worthy of the praise and the review and to connect to my audience. I am a big advocate for Black-owned brands. I think we don't get enough shout-outs and we don't get enough accolades for the progression and the technology and the research and the understanding of our own markets. So for me, I will always shout out to brands that have taken the initiative to innovate. And that's how I do it. And I will connect with them and I'll say to them, look, I want to talk, this is what I'm doing. I want to talk about your brand. And I've built so many relationships with them, with brands that I feel that are important to me. And so I guess it's more or less personal to me. And I built those relationships, and I shout them out every chance and moment I get time to do.
Eugene, I hope that this is something that you can do right here and take the time, because over the years, the fans of the Hair Radio Show have asked me, when are you going to do products on a regular basis? When are you going to be able to, you know, I don't even mind if the brands are not necessarily promoted here on the network. We want to give good information and good reviews. You know, we all have products that we love. Yes, I do love my own brand, Carapi, and it's out there. Got to plug that.
Yes.
But there's so many amazing hair products that I was inspired by when I created my brand. And so it, we know that other products exist. And most, when people design products generally, they're putting their heart and soul into it, especially when you talk about the African-American community, like you brought up. We take it to heart, right?
Yes. Yes.
So this is absolutely awesome. Okay, I'll step aside. What do you have for us today, Eugene Davis, in the way of product reviews?
Well, today I'd like to feature Pattern, which is by Tracy Ellis Ross, which is the daughter of Anna Ross. And Tracy has amazingly come into this market with a whole hair care line that has proved she's in Ulta, I believe. She's in a few other spaces. But she has proved that. And at first, I didn't always understand her marketing. But as I got to know the brand and the more I used their product, I started to understand that it was all about hair care texture. She was never about, I'm not a L'Oreal. I'm not trying to overstyle everything. I just wanted you to be able to have a shampoo, a conditioner, an oil, a leave-in conditioner that works.
Yes. And
go ahead.
Go ahead, Eugene. Well, I was just going to say, I love what you just said. Yeah.
Yes, that's what I thought of with the brand, because it actually, when she says pattern, it's about your hair pattern. And so my favorite call out to their whole product line, I love so many things in it. I mean, because she even did tools, and she like picked brushes and spray bottles and anything that it took in order to get your pattern at its best. So, my favorite call out is the leave-in conditioner for Define and Moisture by Pattern. It is a beautiful packaging, and this particular product is just super hydrating. If you have natural hair and you're not concerned about doing a two-strand twist, and you're not concerned about although it aids in every styling method that you can do, but it's just about, I want my hair to feel hydrated. I want my thirsty hair to receive all the goodness and the nurturing that it needs. Then this is a product for you. And I mean, I don't like to cross brands, but I think Tracy Ellis Ross with Pattern and Keys Soul Care for Skin have done an amazing job in a mass market when it comes to just not producing things for us as Black people, but producing great quality products.
Well, I have to say, first of all, I am blown away. And I love that you have chosen Tracy Ellis Ross as one of the first that you're reviewing on the Hair Radio Morning Show, because Tracy, she means a lot, just like you. The first time I heard about Tracy doing a product line, I was like, oh, boy, she's coming in on our territory here. Another celebrity just dropping a product line, you know, for a quick dollar. So I was definitely raising my hand as you were talking about it, you know, because I was taken aback a little bit. And I love the Rosses. I love every Ross. I interviewed Rhonda, as I was telling the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, her sister Rhonda. So I have a real big affinity for them. But I'm grateful that she has been able to use her platform that she has as an actress and a comedic actress and doing all these different things to really connect. She's a serious lady. When you do catch her doing some interviews, She's funny, but she can just, I think she takes after her mama on that. She can be very serious and turn it on. So I love what you did, and I love the explanation behind what you did. So, and I love the crust and the bread. Great stuff, Eugene. See, I think we don't have enough time with you, sir. We're going to have to get on your calendar and, you know, and we're going to be doing some specials. Eugene, as you guys know, creative director, educator here. He's our top hairstylist. So if you guys have a quick question, if you want to connect with Eugene, of course you can go to his website, which I love your .hair website. Again, it's EugeneDavis.hair. That is his website, not .com, folks. He's got the .hair website. I said, I'm going to have to take that from Eugene. I love it. Absolutely love it. So, you know, you're just welcomed here. And we just so appreciate you being part of our family here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. And the fans, I think they're just, you know, going to just continue to eat you up here. So good stuff. Now, Eugene, before we let you go, what are some of the things that you are looking to bring to this broadcast on Tuesday mornings at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 out in Central, your time zone? But what are some of the things that you're looking to introduce?
I would love to just introduce, like, honest, like you said, it's the first time we did a review, honest reviews on products, and just giving information for the consumer and the professional to understand where we are going in hair care, where we are going with technology. So just continue to just give that honest feedback, because and as you know, Kerry, I don't hold anything back. I'm just like,
no,
if it works, if it don't, it don't.
Exactly. Eugene, I love this about Eugene. You are definitely a great person to have on to do this, because you have integrity with what you're doing, and it's very clear, and it comes across. And so for you fans out there, I was going to say we don't have a whole bunch of time for another question right now, but if you have one, you can still press one. I'll make sure that Eugene gets it, and we get back to you guys. Eugene, I have to say, one of these days you'll have to stay on with us. We've got a lot of folks here and there dropping by and some wonderful things that are happening, but we'll hold off till next week. So listen, anything you want to leave us with, Eugene Davis, today?
I just want to leave you guys with continue in your hair journey and continue to be hungry and thirsty for more knowledge, and I'm here and available to present that to you.
Wow, it gets no better than that. Okay, we'll see you back here, Eugene, 7:30 Eastern time, 1 week from today on Tuesday mornings. That is your time slot. And we'll try to put a lot of this out. Yes. Well, we'll also try to get these episodes out onto our 24-hour, 7-day-a-week streaming website over at www.hairadio.com. So we'll try to get that on out, you know, over there as well. So again, for Eugene directly, again, go to EugeneDavis.hair. We'll see him back here next week, or reach out to us here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. Okay, Eugene, we'll be back. We'll see you next time, okay? Thanks so much. Outstanding job today, as always.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a great day.
All right, you too. All right, folks. We've got more with Press Play coming up, a little bit more cities to go and some other wonderful locations that I kind of enjoy even hearing the names of. We'll get him to kind of weigh in on some of these things that some of these cities and things that he's sharing. Plus, I have some program notes that I think you want to hear. So press play, stand by. I hope you're there. Press play. We've got some more things coming up in just a bit. I know you've got some cities that you want to kind of talk about today in the way of some international stuff as well. So how are you doing over there, Mr. Press Play, out in Kansas? Let me see if he can hear us. Press Play, are you there?
Currently it's snowing.
Okay.
Currently snowing.
Oh, Okay, I see you must be looking out the window there.
Yep.
All right.
Well, I have
windows
around my house, so.
Oh, okay.
So I can see outside.
Wow.
But yeah,
that's
so
okay.
To finish off the cities here, moving further east, we have Memphis, Tennessee. Thunderstorms pretty much all day with a high of 71. Scattered storms in the evening at a low of 39. Atlanta, Georgia.
Wow.
Humid all day, mainly cloudy skies with a high of 71 and a low of 64. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Early rain showers, high of 61. Yeah. High of 61. Showers will continue into the evening at a low of 56. And for our international cities, we have three. So for Montreal, Canada, watching potential winter storms, okay? High of 33, still keeping an eye out on the storm in the evening, and the temp will stay around 33, okay? So just watch out for this storm. Netherlands, sunny, expect wide spreads of smoke and haze, reducing visibility at times with a high of 81. I'm not sure what the smoke and haze is all about, but be careful, guys. Seriously.
I agree. Wow.
It's probably the sandstorms, maybe. I have no idea.
Wow. Well, we'll
Brazil,
find out.
Isolated thunderstorms in the morning, then mainly cloudy during the afternoon, with thunderstorms likely in the high of 78. At night, still scattered thunderstorms in the low of 65, so...
Awesome.
Man, I watch out for some floods, maybe.
Right, exactly. I was just going to jump in and say, Press Play, that, I appreciate the international cities that you've been doing as well. We have amazing fans who are worldwide. So for you guys all over the country, of course, here in America, we have folks who tune in, just heard from coast to coast, who are part of the Hair Radio operation, but our fans of the show as well, every which corner of America. And then outside of the United States, we have a big fan base, particularly over in Europe and over in Africa, as well as Canada and some other places. Myself, speaking of international fans, on March 1st, so coming up in a little over, about a week, I'll be hosting my very first international video chat with the fans over in Ghana. So these are our Hair Radio fans. We have a version of Hair Radio called Hair Radio Ghana that's headed up by Ebenezer. And so I just appreciate it so much. And I've been invited to be part of this and sending the barbers on to free barber training and learning about what happens here in the process in America in terms of marketing and all that stuff. So Press Play, it's my big international debut, so we want to hear some of those cities and continue all that wonderful good stuff. So good job.
Of course. We'll have more tomorrow morning for you.
Awesome. Okay. Well, listen, we'll check in with you then, of course, on tomorrow's broadcast and perhaps a little later on, but thanks so much. Enjoy the rest of the show, of course, and thanks for being with us today. Press Play, and we'll have to drop in with you a little bit more about what you're working on these days, so maybe we'll get a chance to do that tomorrow when we have a little bit more time to chat. So thanks so much for being with us. Press Play, stand by. All right, folks, I want to thank Press Play from out in the Midwest. Getting up again, these are folks who are not even in my time zone. They are in the central time zone, which means that they're getting up a whole hour earlier just to be part of our show, and we so appreciate it. Coming up at 8:30, so in a little over 20 minutes or so, we have a brand new episode of Vet Talk Radio Show with Mr. Michael Hopkins. You guys know him well. He's been on our show quite a bit. We love it. I'm going to see when, hopefully we can, maybe we can get Michael to get on and jump and join us here and just say a word or two. We'll see if we can work on that. But in the meanwhile, I want to thank you guys for being up. I do have some updates for you with regards to what's going on here at Hair Radio. We've got amazing guests this week. Again, tomorrow, on tomorrow's broadcast, we have the return of the Gorilla Glue Doctor himself, Dr. Michael Obeng. So I'm super excited to welcome Dr. Obeng back. He will be on our airwaves tomorrow. We have him at 8 o'clock in the morning. And again, he's from out in Beverly Hills, California. So just an incredible, successful surgeon. And my whole reason for getting him here was to find out what is going on these days with whatever happened to Tessica Brown, the Gorilla Glue Girl, and the incredible Dr. Obeng, again known as the Miracle Doctor. So we're going to answer those questions for you on tomorrow's broadcast. You don't want to miss the Hair Radio Show. And then Thursday, I have a gentleman who's joining us for the very first time. He is a CEO of his own business. What I love is that he is a musician, not just a musician, a drummer out there, who has worked, when I tell you, big, big, big names. The biggest names in music. He's worked with them. And on your favorite songs, believe me. So you're going to love this. He will be on tomorrow at 8. He runs, as an entrepreneur, his own delicious cookie company. So I'll put some things up on my social media for you guys. Tomorrow he'll be with us. I'm sorry, on Thursday. Thursday he'll be with us at 8 o'clock on Thursday. And then Cade joins us again at 8:30. So lots of folks coming and going, and we'll talk about what's coming up on Friday a little bit later in today's broadcast. Trying to get on at least some of the VTR folks. I know they're about to jump in and make their debut. Let me see if I can kind of jump and get Mr. Michael on. Michael, is that you over there? Do we have any of the VTR vet talk? Wow. Well, good morning, sir. And,
good morning.
Yes, I kind of caught you a little early here at the Hair Radio. I feel like I'm Captain Kirk, organizing all the buttons and hitting everything and between all the guests of the show. It's so much fun. First, it's good to talk to you this morning. Hello, sir.
Oh, yes. A little cloudy down here and Spotsylvania, Virginia, but we are going to keep it moving.
Yes. Well, first, you got to tell us, well, did you hear any of today's show? And if so, what thoughts do you have?
Oh, yeah. I definitely. Especially this morning. Oh, yeah. The young lady you had on there and the production that she is doing with her media.
Peggy Dotson, the famous Peggy Dotson, who always
I am enjoying that.
I love to run Peggy's information because and every time we do, no matter how many times I hear it, I always hear something new when Peggy talks. So we love to have Peggy Dotson on the UBC TV CEO, and of course Eugene Davis, guys out there who are interested in proper hair and just, you know, what's going on with hair. That man really brings it. He is a great contributor to the Hair Radio Morning Show. And speaking of which, and contributions to the broadcast, Vet Talk Radio Show is up to its own 26th edition today, coming up at about 8:30 this morning. So I'm going to kind of let you go so you can get in fight and shape for that, Michael. But what can you tell us to expect on today's broadcast at 8:30?
Oh, Terry Hines, today's broadcast is all about benefits for veterans.
Wow.
There are a lot of benefits out there that veterans don't know about, especially after they've gotten to the 100% mark. There are lots of benefits out there. And you know, one little teaser is you can actually fly on a Department of Defense plane for free to places like Guam, Puerto Rico, I mean, you know, anywhere in the United States has a base, you can actually fly there for free. And you were in the industry, so you know how much that would cost for a person
Absolutely.
To fly like that.
Absolutely.
But that's just,
yeah.
just a little teaser, and I'm looking forward to just explaining a lot of this stuff
yes.
for the fans today.
Absolutely. And I just want to shout out your team. We're talking about Nur Jahan. We're talking about Nicole. We're talking about Katrina. And these are the folks who are, we call them Michael's Angels panel, and they kind of help him really to stay on track with all of this. And you're just doing a great job. And we love having you on the show and being part of the Hair Radio Morning Show family. So, Michael Hopkins, I'll be checking in with you in about 15 minutes. So go ahead, as we say, grab your cup of coffee and get ready for your broadcast. All right. All right. Great job, by the way, Michael. Awesome. All right. All right, folks. Why don't we take a little bit of a music break just to kind of shake things up a little bit. We'll be back. I've got some surprises to share as well, and I have some things that we have not, that we will, right after this. This is one of my absolute favorites. You know, we talked about Diana Ross a little while ago. We talked about Tracy Ellis Ross, but this is kind of like a little bit of a correlation to the Rosses. This is from the movie Dream, well, it's actually featuring Jennifer Hudson, who starred in the movie Dreamgirls, which was loosely based on the movie about the Supremes, as you guys know. So anyway, here's my favorite Jennifer Hudson song ever, and we'll be right back. So stay with us. We've got a lot more to get to this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Stay with us.
Even under Hi, my name is Ajak Deng. I am 27 years old, and I've been modeling for 7 years now, 8 years.
Hi, my name is Nya Kim Garowich. I am 25 years old, and I've been modeling for 2 years.
Hi, my name is Leomi Anderson. I'm 24 years old, and I've been modeling for nearly 11 years now.
Hi, my name is Kadia Diaz. I'm 21 years old, and I've been modeling for 2.5 years now.
This one girl asked me one time, she's like, is it true that when black people take a shower, or like the dark black people take a shower, the water don't touch your skin, like you don't feel the wet of the water in my skin, on your skin? And I was just like, huh? This doesn't make any sense to me. Like, you get in the water, you're going to get wet, despite of your black, yellow, purple.
One of the instances is where I was waiting at a casting for 3 hours. They'd seen my face. I'd been sitting there amongst the other girls. And when I finally got into the casting, they say to me, sorry, we're not looking for any African people. And I'm just like, well, that's 3 hours of my life I can't get back because of you, kind of thing. And I was just literally like to them, you know, if you're going to be racist, let me just tell you one thing. My heritage is Jamaican, but we're all from Africa. And they're just like, ah. I'm just like, really? Like, it's the ignorance is just like so shocking.
I had so many crazy experience with hair and makeup.
Being backstage and not having someone to do my hair right or do my makeup right makes me feel like I'm not represented. Like, no one just really cares about my skin color or my hair type.
Before I even had cut my hair like this, I used to have an afro. You know, you could do a lot with an afro. You know, you could either braid it or straighten it or curly it, but it was like, we don't know what to do with your hair. The texture is too nappy.
I always have to travel with a brush and gel because when I'm backstage, sometimes I have to do my hair or do my makeup. Well, it's not that they don't provide someone to do it, but they won't do it the way I like it, or it won't be, you know, what I want.
But I had an experience in Milan where I went through hell, basically. They glued in a whole head of extensions, they ripped them out, they blow dried my hair, they straightened it, they put hairspray, and then literally he was just about to put like a really water-based gel on my hair, and I just turned around and I said, if you put this in my hair, it's going to make my hair go frizzy. And he literally just started going off, like calling me like the B word, telling me, who do I think I am? Who do I think I'm talking to? He can end my career in 2 minutes. And this is when I was 17 years old and it was in a room full of people. I felt so embarrassed and I was literally in tears. And that was when I really realized that, you know, being a black model is a completely different experience.
I was at this campaign and backstage they didn't know how to do my hair. So they felt like, basically they had a white hairstylist and this guy didn't know how to do braids and he just like parted my hair and did whatever he wanted with it and I wasn't happy with it.
Backstage, yes, absolutely, because not everybody has the correct products to use on dark skin, or maybe they do have it, but they don't think of the whole undertone thing, because, you know, I have a red undertone, even though I'm darker than most.
I feel like often black models have to redo their makeup, and I remember all, like, the black models coming to me because I was the only one with my makeup bag, like, Leomi, I need some powder, the stuff that they're putting on me, they're trying to say it's translucent, but it's white, like, help me out here. So, yeah, it's an instance that I've come across numerous amounts of time.
I feel like it's unfair, because white models don't have to do it. I've been in a lot of backstage and it's only the black models that do that.
Most of the time, if a makeup artist doesn't know what they're doing with my skin, I just kind of want to be the teacher that they never had. Bring out my own, my little, you know, makeup bag and just say, you know what, as you can see, this is the same, but this has more red in it and this is just gray. So it's going to make my skin gray. But if you want, you can mix that with this and then we'll get the perfect color of mine. And it's like, oh, most of the time they listen. Most of the time they want to fight you on it.
When I would go to a show or photo shoot, you know, and then I would sit at a makeup artist's chair, you know, and expecting them to, like, put on a foundation, highlight, you know, concealer, you know, all the stuff you do for makeup. And it's like, as they never have any products for me. You know, I was like, we don't know what to do. And it was like, oh, this is my favorite line. You don't need foundation. Your skin is so flawless. Like, no, you don't have the foundation. It's not that my skin is flawless.
In New York, a lot of makeup artists know how to do black skin, so we never really have that problem in New York. In London, they kind of are very well advanced out there. They know how to do it. It's when you get to Milan and Paris, or like Spain, it, they're just like, oh my god, I finally got a dark skin girl, so here's my darkest makeup brand I've never used. You're like, that's not right.
Why is it that if a white model says, ah, you're hurting me, it's like, oh, sorry, babe, but me, it's like, oh, your grandma must have, I'm just like, no. My grandma has a nice soft touch, lies, because everyone knows your grandma hurts your head, but she gets the job done, unlike them, so it's fine, you know?
This guy goes, do you taste like chocolate if I lick you? I was like, what? He's like, do you look like you taste like dark chocolate. So I just want to see, can I lick your hand? I was like, no, you're not going to do that. And he's like, why not? I just want to taste it. I was like, lick your hand and you tell me what that tastes like. And he did. And he's like, it tastes like skin. I'm like, that's what mine tastes like. Have a good day.
The thing that really drives me is the fact as well that I don't know what the future holds. Every single day, every single season, we're seeing so much progression for young black women within all industries. So I'm like, if I give up now, who knows where I could be? I could be like the Oprah Winfrey of the fashion industry.
Brands are just trying to make black girls this trend, and it's not a trend. It's diversity, it's representation, it's everything. And it's sad, it's very sad.
I want to leave a good mark in the industry. I want to do something that's going to change a lot of people's lives, and that's going to help the world, humanity. So the future is bright. The future is promising for us, and I think we all just have to stick together and work together, because it's the only way we can make it further.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines. Stay tuned.
Coming soon. Don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
Listen every Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern to Vet Talk with Michael Hopkins right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show live. We're all about hair, beauty, and community. Catch the replays on Saturdays at 1 p.m. Eastern at our 24/7 hairradio.com network.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out this Hair Radio Show with Kerry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Kerry Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
All right, we're back live. Yes, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. It's Tuesday morning, February 22nd of 2022. It has just been an extraordinary show. Lots of moving parts today. And so real happy. You guys know coming up in just a moment or two, a minute or two, I should say, we have the incredible Vet Talk radio show, which is about really, as Michael says, all about the vets, helping the veterans to navigate, especially the claims process and so many things. And today, as you guys just heard, he's got something real special to share with everybody. We'll get to that. Wanted to remind everybody, you know, a couple of things, actually, I should say that I'm working on, kind of a little behind the scenes here at Hair Radio really quickly, just a program announcement or two. I have quietly started working on our next live hair event. So that is big news, believe me. So we've got the 700th broadcast, as you guys know. Yes, I'm working on that. But I'm looking at doing a big, not, I shouldn't say huge big hair event, but something nice that we can all meet up and talk. I'm looking at in Manhattan or downtown Brooklyn. We'll let you know. And when it is, we'll let you know that too. Shouting out my friends, my amazing connections over at Upscale Magazine. This is a magazine that you need to have. It's one of only two black publications, really, that's still out there on the newsstands from coast to coast. It's a nationwide magazine. Their next issue will feature my column. Their next issue will feature Hair Radio. We'll also be talking about their new radio network. And, of course, we have some surprises, but quite a bit will be involved in the brand new, well, I should say an upscale. And you guys can sign up for a subscription. Just go to upscalemagazine.com, and it'll connect you with that as well. Also, just like I said, a reminder about Dr. Obeng, the Miracle Doctor. He'll be on tomorrow's show at 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. You don't want to miss it. He's going to be joining us all the way from Beverly Hills, California, and he'll be providing us a huge update on what's happening with the Gorilla Glue Girl. Also, her real name is Tessica Brown. And the Gorilla Glue Doctor's real name is Dr. Obeng. So Dr. Obeng will bring us up to speed on all of that. So listen, if it's Tuesday morning and it's 8:30 Eastern Time, 7:30 Central Time, it's time for Vet Talk Radio Show with the one and only Michael Hopkins. Stand by, folks.
Up now, live, it's Vet Talk Radio Show with host Michael Hopkins. Executive producer Kerry Hines and Michael's Angels panel, Nicole, Noor, and Katrina. The Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins is all about helping veterans in need. Stay tuned.
All right, Brother Michael, let me just first officially welcome everybody, all the fans out there of Vet Talk Radio Show to Vet Talk Radio Show. Number 26. Good morning, Michael Hopkins, the host of the program. Michael, good morning to you officially.
Good morning, Kerry. Good morning, and good morning. I am looking out my window, and what do I see? Cloudy down here in Spotsylvania.
Wow. It's nice. Up here in Brooklyn, New York, I think we're expecting a partly sunny day. I think it'll be nice for the most part. So listen, Michael, I want to jump on in. Our time is always tight where Vet Talk Radio Show is concerned until we expand that 30-minute program, which we're doing. We're looking at all of this. But today I'm so excited because we were having a conversation. I remember where the impetus for this came up, you know, kind of dawned on us. And that is, when you talk about benefits, why is it so important that the, not just the veteran, the member, I should say, the military member, but also his family be aware of benefits? Why is this so critical?
Well, you know, Carrie, the reason why it's so critical is because there are just a ton of benefits that the veteran is entitled to, especially when they reach the 100% mark. Not only are they entitled to benefits, their family is entitled to benefits. And we're going to get on all into that, but it opens up the gate. You know, it's one thing to be a veteran, but it's another thing to be a disabled American veteran. And I mean, it's like, yes, it opens up so many things. I mean, so many.
Wow. Well, I have to first salute, as I do at the beginning of each show. We love our veterans here. I don't think it's a secret. And so I have to salute everybody who has contributed to keeping this great country safe. And our veterans have to be applauded and most of all respected. And I think a part of that process is keeping them informed. And I'm so proud that this Vet Talk radio show, again, with the great ingenious concept of Michael Hopkins and coming to meeting the Hair Radio production house. So all of this, Michael, great job. And again, awesome, awesome. So now what can you tell us about benefits? And do I have any, by the way?
Well, you know, it's possible. I know we've talked before about, if I remember, it was your dad and his service and so forth.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, I'm glad, well, you know, by the way, Carrie, I'm glad you said that because many times family members are entitled to certain things because of the time that their service member served in the military. And once again, a lot of times, family members don't know this. They have no idea that they're entitled to certain things. I shared some information one time with a lady. You know, she's elderly, but her husband had been a veteran, and I ran across some information and I shared it with her, and then she shared it with about 36 members of her church that just happened to be widows of former military members.
Wow.
And one of the widows just happened to take what I told her, and she kind of ran with it, and one thing led to another, and she actually was entitled to compensation. And it had been years. We're talking years, decades. And she didn't know. She had no idea. Yeah. Oh,
wow.
Yeah. She had no. She was clueless.
Now, Michael, does this happen? Is this fairly common where folks may not be aware? Does this happen a lot?
Oh, yes. Yes, sir. Not going to. Yeah, it does. It does. Lots of times. I've run across veterans and their families, and at some point in time, they were supposed to be awarded something, and they don't know. They don't know.
Wow.
And you know, a lot of times I just ask questions, and then that's when I find out. It's like, wow, you didn't know that? No, we didn't know that. I have a friend of mine now. She's sorting through her husband. Her husband's 100%. Disabled veteran. He's permanent and total. And due to COVID, and we all know how nasty COVID could be, he already had some other conditions. You know, we've been keeping her and him in prayer. And it's just, she's had to sort through a lot of his paperwork to get down to the benefits. that she's entitled to. And it's a long and winding road.
Yes, I was just about to say, Michael, I look at this as being something that's quite incredible because at these times where folks, you know, you're dealing with so much, and can you imagine her state of mind and try to make sense of all of this with regards to the paperwork? And most times, again, not even being aware, you know, about these things. It can be quite daunting, I would imagine.
Yeah, yes, it is, Carrie. You are absolutely right. Wow. It is. And
wow.
Sometimes, unfortunately, the VA and the infinite wisdom, they don't really explain all these things to us as service members as we're getting out. You know, and I've always talked about that. And a lot of my fans who are service members like myself, a lot of times we don't remember, especially if you came in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and even into the 90s. We don't remember getting the briefings that the service members get now. They call it, if I remember correctly, it's called TAPS. And I'll get the acronym, but a lot of what happens is this. They're told everything they need to know before they get out of the military to file for compensation. 180 days out, 6 months out, they literally can be filing for compensation while they're getting out of the military. They know they're not going to stay in. The day they walk out of the military, they can start receiving a compensation check from the VA, from the claim section. When I was in, we didn't see anything like that, didn't have anything like that. So that's why you have a lot of veterans that are in their 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and we don't know a lot of this stuff. It just wasn't emphasized. Sure it wasn't.
I was just going to say what you said makes so much sense because if they're talking, you know, somebody's, you know, they're being released or they're going on to a different phase of their life and you're giving them a little bit of a briefing, if you will, at that time, they're not, I mean, I can speak for myself, I may not be paying the closest of attention to every single detail that you're uttering. So, and if that might be the only opportunity and I might have missed something, that's just awful. So where can they find help? And, you know, if they should suspect that there are some hidden benefits or some benefits that they may be entitled to, besides turning on the Vet Talk radio show on Tuesdays at 8:30, any advice for these folks?
Sure, Carrie. Any veteran, I would advise them, they have several outlets. They have the Disabled Veterans of America, or the DAV. They're a fine organization. I happen to be a member of that organization. I'm a life member. You also have the American Legion. You have, they are state organizations that are run by the state that you live in. That they're actually veterans organizations, and they will help you sort through all of this of what we're talking about today. They will help you sort through it. And for these organizations, it's free. Notice I said the word free. Shall I say it again? Yeah. F-R-E-E, free.
Yeah.
A lot of veterans think they have to pay somebody to help them file a claim. You do not. Mm. I repeat, you do not have to pay anybody to help you file a claim. Matter of fact, you're not supposed to. No matter what anybody tells you, when you're first filing a claim, and I want everybody to understand this, because there are some people out here that charge veterans all kinds of excessive fees to help them file a claim. It is wrong. It is not supposed to happen. You do not have to believe me, but this is what you should do. Contact the Veteran Affairs Office in Washington, D.C. You can email them. You can call them. you can go online and read, and you will see if you look under claims agents and lawyers in their website, it tells you what somebody can and cannot do. Supposed to be registered with the VA if you're representing somebody, helping them with their claims. That's the real deal, Carrie.
Well, that's amazing. It really is. Well, I have to tell you, Michael, and just to get back on your topic today, I should say, I really love it because I remember you were telling me, and I just said, wow. So I did not know. So, Michael, you know, please explain this. So if folks are married, just to get back on your benefits, if folks are married, and, you know, I remember hearing about a husband and wife, and the wife, the husband, you know, got remarried, but it was still the ex-wife on the claims. Or can you just straighten out and clarify all this? For those of us who may not, you know, I said this was just something that needs to be shared.
Oh, okay, sure, Carrie. It is so very important, us as veterans, doesn't matter if you're male or female, if you are receiving compensation and you've added your spouse and you might get remarried or you're divorced, it's a good idea that you contact the VA, the claim section, and take your ex-spouse off of your benefits. Reason being, one of them is compensation. That's the main one that I'm talking about.
And that's important to take them off. Don't let this just go in one ear
right.
and out the
yeah,
other.
Don't blow this off. This is important. Reason being, if you keep getting paid for your ex-spouse and the government finds out you don't have that spouse anymore, they will do a reversal, and now all of a sudden you owe them money.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, that's not good. I've seen people go through that, and they've owed thousands of dollars back to the government. Mm. Why? Because that's what they failed to do. And you know, Carrie, there's another thing a lot of us as vets fail to do. When you file for your compensation, you get to at least 30%, you should be adding your spouse, and if you have younger children, you should be adding them on to your benefits package because that's what the VA says you're supposed to do. Once you get the 30% mark, they're your dependents, and I know that's kind of an old term. That's one of the terms we kind of used to use when we were in the military. But basically, you get paid because you have a dependent. You have people that depend on you. That's where the government looks at it.
Yeah,
and you're supposed to get paid. It's just like, you know, Carrie, when we were in the active military service and we had a family, we got paid extra money because we had a family, because the government knew on the salary that you were making, it may not be enough to help you with your family. So therefore, they offset. They gave you extra money as a married person or as a single parent. And actually, Carrie, just a little fun note here. If you're supporting your parents are elderly or you're supporting your parents, you could actually get compensated as a veteran if you have 30% or more as a rating. You could actually get compensated for support of your parents.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, you know, a lot of the vets don't know that. So they never put their parents on when they're receiving compensation. And even though they're supporting their parents, many times they don't put their parents on their paperwork. And it's real simple, Kate. This is not complicated. All they have to do is call a toll-free number, explain what they're trying to do, and it'll be taken care of.
Michael,
you know the person's social, you know the
link Can we get these links and phone numbers? We'll add them to the hairradio.com website, HAIradio.com site, where Vet Talk Radio Show has its own tab. Can we add some of this information on that tab? Because I think this is incredible.
Yes, we sure can, Carrie Hunt. I mean, that is an excellent idea. And like I always say, it's all about the vets. That's what this is all about. And if that's going to help a veteran, I'm all about it. I'm all in.
So, and the kids benefit quite a bit because it's real hard. So I loved what you mentioned about that earlier. Can you speak to that again? So they should have all the kids or take the time, if they're over the 30%, to put all the kids. Please repeat that.
Right, because, you know, one of the things, Carrie, when you get to the 100% mark, especially permanent and total, it just reaching the 100% mark, there are education benefits that you, as a veteran, qualify for your family.
Mm-hmm.
The VA sets money aside to help you send your family members, your spouse, your children, to college, to a trade school, to certification courses. I mean, the list just goes on. And a lot of people don't know that. So they don't strive to get to the 100%. And this is the reason why you do that. It's not all about you. It's about legacy, your family. That's 3 years that you don't have to pay for college. And you know something else, Carrie?
What's that?
I have to mention this, too. Can you imagine if you had student loans and the government wiped out your student loans?
Wow,
like a magic wand, they just wipe them out. A lot of vets don't know that. If they're 100%, they can get their student loans wiped out. Like magic. I had one of my veteran brothers, $250,000 in debt, got wiped out.
Wow.
O-U-T, out.
That's amazing.
So, Carrie, is it worth it to become 100% permanent and total veteran or to get to 100%, is it worth it? Yes,
absolutely.
It is. Personally, my son goes to college to the United States Office of Veteran Affairs. And I'm so grateful. I mean, at his age, he's a little older. And fortunately for me, when I became 100% permanent and total, they had to go back 2 years because somebody had screwed something up. I was supposed to, back in 2018, I was supposed to be 100% permanent and total. But unfortunately, I had to wait till 2020. Well, somebody caught the mistake and that they went back 2 years and they had to compensate me for those 2 years. They also had to award my son educational benefits.
Wow.
So
this is incredible.
It can get very heavy when it comes to these benefits. And, you know, another thing, too, Carrie Hines.
What's that?
Vision care and hearing aids for veterans. That's another benefit. Can you imagine, Carrie, if you needed hearing aids, state-of-the-art hearing aids? They're about, what, a couple thousand dollars a piece?
Right.
You could easily spend $4,000 to $5,000 on hearing aids.
Exactly.
Now, let me paint this picture for you. Can you imagine a government agency says, here's a pair of state-of-the-art hearing aids for you. You don't have to pay for them. We will service them. We will replace them. We'll even give you the battery for them. All you have to do is be qualified.
So, Michael, all of this seems to me to be tied to that word qualification. It really does. And so it seems like being informed. You got to be informed. And this is just incredible. I'm loving this today. I really am. And I just have to say, Michael, I don't know how you got all this, but I think as you were talking earlier, it started to dawn on me, been able to amass quite a bit of knowledge as an expert in this area. And the reason is, it sounds like, because you've been through a lot of it yourself. So I think you learned firsthand.
100%, Kat, trial and error. I went through trial and error to find out about a lot of these benefits. Mm-hmm. And I asked questions.
Now, were there frustration at times in trying navigate this?
Oh, yes, 100%. 100%. Sometimes, and it's just kind of, a lot of us vets feel this way, sometimes we just feel as though there's a blockade put in front of us from the VA sometimes. And there's information, there's basic information we should be given, and no one, for some strange reason, no one tells us, especially when it's in our favor. See, nobody tells a veteran, hey, you can go get a certificate, a loan guarantee certificate, to go buy a house. The credit criteria is different for you as a veteran. The standards are different for the lenders, for the people that are trying to sell you the house. If you're a veteran, some people favor you being a veteran that has that loan guarantee because they know if anything was to happen, you were to default and so forth, the federal government will step in and take care of what the default.
Wow.
And you get, and a lot of times, Carrie, you get better rates as a veteran who has that loan guarantee. Like right now, the rate that I'm paying right now, it's kind of, everybody thinks it's a teaser rate, but my rate that I got for the house that I bought last year is not a teaser rate. It was the rate they gave me plus the closing on my house. I paid roughly about $1,000. I didn't pay big money. My wife and I, we were just kind of blown away because they said, oh, you're a veteran. And the person that was my real estate agent was a veteran too. She just happened to be a 100% disabled veteran. So she knew other programs, Carrie Hines, that literally gave me money to buy a house as a veteran. And the money that I get as a disabled American veteran counted towards my overall income.
That is amazing.
It blows you away. There are so many things.
Wow. I'm glad they got you. They've got you, Michael Hopkins, to share and to talk about. This is incredible information that you deliver. And I think that's why you have so many fans tuned into this broadcast. I'm shouting out all these fans. I see them all tuned in to hear. They're hanging on every word you utter, Michael Hopkins. And so please continue to bring us some of these incredible stories—not stories so much, but real life things that they should do to process these claims and to get what they're entitled to. I mean, my goodness, that's just no other way to put it. Mike, I'm going to take a moment and just to say thank you to we always take a moment at the end of the show to kind of do a shout out with your colleagues on the Hair Radio Morning Show, the Vet Talk Radio Show on the Hair Radio Network, I should say. That's just a slip of the tongue there. Nicole, good morning. Nurjahan, good morning. Katrina, good morning to the mm-hmm. Michael's Angels panel.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have to say it's nice to have you guys with us. It really is. And I got to lead off with Nurjahan. I think I saw Noor. I think you had written something in one of the messages, and I don't know if you still have it there handy, about the information that you're hearing this morning on the show. Can you just share with us, just from your perspective, I know we only have a minute or two, but share with us what what you've heard today on Vet Talk Radio Show.
Absolutely. I'm just blown away from this information. I'm taking so many notes because of who I can ask, do they have anybody that possibly can receive benefits on their behalf. Somebody got some children or ex-wife that they need to get, you know, off of their plan and stuff like that. So, yeah, I've got a lot of people to talk to now about this.
Is that not nice? And Katrina and Noor, yes, I'm sorry, Katrina and Nicole, what do you guys say about some of this? Katrina, are you down, are you there down in Texas?
Yes, I'm in Texas.
What do you say when you hear some of this?
Oh, it's just great news and phenomenal because I told you, Michael pulled out kind of things that they had that I don't know and understand that I can relate to others.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we're shouting you out this morning, Katrina. I always enjoy checking in with you. Okay, and Nicole, you've been keeping us abreast on celebrating Black History this month. What do you say about some of the things you've heard from Michael this morning on this subject of, benefits?
This is just always so informative and excellent information. We always learn something new every week from Michael. Just like Nur, I'm taking notes. Have a big notebook while I'm all, every week I'm taking notes with Mike from Michael. But this is just amazing information that can just help so many families. And the information is the key. If people don't know, they don't know. But, by him imparting this information, lives can be changed. Families can be changed to better their situations and receive benefits that can be just so beneficial to both the veteran and their family members.
Exactly. And that's exactly what went through my mind was the economics behind it. Which this is life-changing information that Michael's passed on to everybody today. I learned something today, quite a bit, to be quite frank. So I just want to shout out to all the vets again. Thank you so much for tuning into the broadcast. We'll be back next week at 8:30 Eastern Time for another edition of Vet Talk Radio Show. I want to thank Michael's Angels panel and so many others. Michael Hopkins, of course, you get the last word. Michael, what do you want to say?
It's all about the vets.
All right. Here's the outro, everybody. Thanks again. Make it a good week.
Thank you for listening to Vet Talk Radio with Michael Hopkins, produced by Carrie Hines exclusively for Hair Radio. Catch live episodes each Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central as part of the Hair Radio Morning Show lineup. And each show replays on our very own platform at www.hairradio.com. Saturday afternoons at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central. This broadcast is sponsored in part by our friends at FixYourFeet.com. Rugged Evolution, Smooth Black Ink, Stimulating Roots, and our entire sponsorship family. We thank Michael Hopkins and his Angels panel and all of you. Thank you.